My name is Sebastian Vaught, Springfield, Massachusetts. There has been many discussions on this radio station on gun violence in America. I applaud the New York Times decision for bringing this to light with their front page editorial calling it a gun epidemic, which it is. I am not surprised that the Times took this stand. With the NRA's brainwashing the American people about their own safety and how they should protect themselves, it has become the main cause of this epidemic, and it should be fought on a daily basis. We're not cowboys and Indians, trigger-happy society anymore, and it's really too bad that those at the NRA's gang don't see it that way.
This is Fred Baumgarten, Sharon, Connecticut. I'm listening to the roundtable. And Alan, you are absolutely right. I agree with you that as good as the story is about President Carter being free of cancer, it's at least worth asking the question, does he have access to therapies and drugs that other people wouldn't? I think that's a fair question, and I'm glad you raised it.
This is Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan. I just listened to Blair Horner's commentary on what he called cleaning up Albany, and I just want to point out, this isn't an Albany problem. This is a great city, and our residents love living here. This is a New York State problem when it comes to corruption in state government, and all of New York State needs to be cleaned up if we're going to have confidence in our legislators. Thank you.
I just wanted to mention that if Alan Chartok feels constrained to say, I'm not advocating murdering Trump, then his comments just prior to that are way out of line. Just introducing that idea about Hitler is, I believe, a bridge too far. My name is Phyllis Erickson. I live in Nassau, New York.
Yes, this is Wayne Sherman. I'm calling from Niskayuna. I listened to all the comments about what Donald Trump said about the Muslims and so forth. What about during the war with Japan when we rounded up all the Japanese and put them in internment camps in California to stop them from possibly harming our country? What is the difference there? You know, and another thing is our government takes Afghan troops over here, trains them, and now there's two of them missing from an Air Force base in Georgia. So they just walked off the pace. So, I mean, the government's keeping a good eye on us and keeping us safe? I don't think so.